What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Looks like we're going to get off to an active hurricane season, man. This Hurricane Aaron thing is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
We doom scrolling right now.
Yes,
you're doom scrolling. Well, I mean, it's getting bigger, but it's not going to make landfall in the continental U.S., is it?
Well, it's tropical storms and, you know, rip currents and things of that
nature. Yeah.
We will be affected by this thing. The question is, are they following the European model? Or they follow, you know, whatever different model, weather model. My guys at Fox Sports, I mean, Fox Weather.
Yeah.
Those guys are going crazy right now. This is like their Super Bowl.
Oh, of course.
And there's another one coming behind this one that looks like it's tracking towards Florida.
Hmm. Yeah.
But this one right now is looks like it's up to a Category 3 and growing.
Wow. Sounds like the U.S. Open of hurricanes.
Yeah. The forecast track is like a mixed doubles. It's going up to the left and then right, just past Cape Hatteras.
Yeah.
They always talk about Cape Hatteras when they talk about hurricanes. You know,
because it's the furthest point out there, isn't it? Is that why?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, that would make sense.
You always hear Cape Hatteras.
Cape Hatteras.
Have you ever been to Cape Hatteras?
I have not been to Cape Hatteras.
Eddie, you've been to Cape Hatteras?
No, I have not.
I'm going to Block Island coming up soon.
You're going to go to Block Island?
I'm going to go to Block Island. Looking forward to that.
You ever been to Plum Island?
No, isn't that where they do like the weird stuff?
I think they did testing weird stuff back in the day. Yeah,
yeah, it's like all like six-legged dogs and stuff. Yeah.
Shelter Island.
Shelter Island's very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah,
yes.
Very loved. Yeah, Fisher's Island, nice.
Fisher's Island, yeah. Very nice. Yes.
But yeah, Plum Island's where all the
Fisher's Island, a great golf course,
and one of the best. I think one of the top 100, top 50 courses.
Yes. So anyway, this thing looks like it's tracking away from the East Coast at the moment.
Well, that's good.
But it is enormous. And then there is another one.
Enormous.
It looks like there's another one that is getting ready to explode right behind us.
Man, why do you like this stuff so much?
You know what? I just want to prepare people. That's all. We all know what happens
when
these things, you know, we saw what happened with Hurricane Sandy, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so, many of them. Yeah, I was watching
tend to forget things, you know, unless, of course, you're personally a victim of something, but yeah, I just want to always be aware and prepared.
I understand. I like that.
Get that generator fired up.
I appreciate that. I do appreciate all of
got
that.
Two kids.
That's right. Yeah,
got the generator right.
Yeah, I talked to the Cooper Electric people.
Oh, you still haven't gotten one in yet?
Well, I mean,
what the hell are you waiting on?
I said I'd follow up with them. You know.
Yeah, I follow up with them 2 days before a hurricane hits. Smart.
No. We'll be fine. Not worried about it. It's going away. The ocean temperature is not as bad up here. You know, you don't get the Cat 5s up here.
Oh.
I mean, it'll be all right. It's fine. I'm not like in a no-flood zone. Be okay.
You're in a no-flood zone until you get flooded. Then you're in a flood zone. Have you ever had a home flooded?
No, I have not, to your disappointment.
Well, I've gone through a number of floods.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Nice. One from nature or two from nature and a couple from broken pipes.
Mm, that's not good.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Sewage?
No sewage.
That would suck.
I told you, I had that guy from Surfpro over here smashing the ceiling.
Yeah. That was from a tropical storm, Isaias.
Yeah, and that was a tropical storm.
Mm. Yeah, nothing happened in my house with that one. It's totally fine. A couple leaves on the ground.
Two kids. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
I know
they'll get swept up into the sky. I mean, they'll be all right.
No,
they'll be okay.
Go 13 days without electric.
Well,
go 6 months without having a house. Go a year and a half without having a house, without being able to get a permit to rebuild a house.
What are you doing, man?
Headless funeral.
Jesus. My neighbor works for PSE&G. He's got us covered.
Yeah, okay. He's going to climb up on that pole.
And I've seen him up there.
Okay.
I've seen him climbing up on those poles.
So he's a pole climber.
He is. And he's very good at it.
Okay.
And he makes sure the neighborhood's taken care of.
Okay.
I mean, it's almost like you root for bad things to happen. It's almost like you do. Like, you want this Hurricane Aaron to turn in and destroy someplace.
I do not want that.
It's not forecast to do that.
I know it's not, but that's what he's planning for.
I just said what the model was.
Rip currents is the effect.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Do you think he's rooting for
destruction? Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. I am not rooting for any of
what
that.
What did I tell you? It's a what did I tell you situation. See, what did I tell you?
This is like you're turning this whole conversation around from your Instagram feeds to now me doom scrolling, and that's not right.
And I don't know if you were here before we went away. He was talking about this hurricane, saying it was going to be a Cat 5 slamming into Florida.
No.
I don't think you and Al were not here.
Yeah, you want to know something. At least I was on it.
Well, you weren't because it's not slamming into Florida.
But they didn't name it as Hurricane Aaron at the time.
No, I know. You were way ahead of it.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen with the one behind it?
That looks like it's heading south, and it may go up into the Gulf.
Oh, that's not where you don't want it to go.
You don't want that.
You don't want that.
Smack dab into Houston and New Orleans. They don't need that anymore. They don't need that stuff. But
well, obviously. There was a documentary on Hurricane Katrina that I was watching on Hulu or Max or something.
There's one coming to Netflix in the next week or so.
Oh, really?
Huge one, yeah.
Okay.
What's coming to Netflix?
Hurricane Katrina documentary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the levees and break-in, the whole thing. Remember the mayor down there, Ray Nagin?
Yes.
He was all over this other documentary. I remember him. He was
that guy was in way over his head.
Well, I think many people would have.
They brought the general in.
Yeah, I know.
Don't get stuck on stupid.
Yeah.
That was one of the great sayings that guy had. What the hell was his name? Ugh.
I don't remember.
You know, the media gets in there and they start asking all these questions and everything.
Yeah, they had the...
Just don't get stuck on stupid, please.
There was a ton of video from inside the Superdome in this documentary. It was fascinating.
Horrific.
But like as the storm was going on, like the water's pouring out and people are just sitting there. It's just crazy.
Wasn't the Superdome leaking?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
So the water coming down would imply that. But so anyway, I would recommend you check this one out. If you're into people suffering because of natural disasters.
I'm not into people suffering at all. All right. I think that we do a public service talking about it.
Yeah, of course.
Keep your kids out of the water this weekend.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, those rip currents are nothing to mess with.
Nope.
Nothing to mess with. You know what you do? If you're doing PSAs, you know what you do in a rip current?
Yes.
Well, let's hear it.
You swim parallel to the shore.
Well, that's one thing you do before that.
Well, you got to let the rip current take you out.
There you go.
And don't panic.
That's right. You just let it take you out.
And don't panic.
And then when you feel like it's stopped taking you out, then you swim parallel, and then you swim back in. But if you start trying to do anything when it's pulling you out, you're going to lose all your energy, and you're probably going to drown.
Okay.
So there you go. There's a PSA for
you. So I said, don't panic. Just let it take you out. It's going to end eventually.
Yeah, it'll end eventually.
And you're not going to drown.
No, you go parallel and
unless you're eaten by a shark, right, Boomer?
Yeah.
Unless there's a shark out there, right? Yes.
That we want to talk about a bad break. Like, oh, man, if rip current finally stopped pulling me out, let me swim parallel to the shore.
that would be epic.
Yeah. I did the stupidest thing the other day. You know, Gina's obsessed with sharks, so she's watching some shark thing. This was terrible. I shouldn't even tell you what I did.
What is it with you, dude? She's obsessed with sharks, and you're obsessed with this other stuff.
Yeah. So it's like, it's dark out, so I end up doing this thing where, like, we're watching the shark thing. And it's dark in the room, It's about this person got eaten by a shark.
Yeah.
And then I get up, I put the light on and I go, man, that was crazy, huh?
Just with the arm.
Oh, God. How stupid is that? Poor person gets their arm eaten off and I can't even have any sympathy. What I did for the radio audience was I put my arm in my shirt and just had my elbow sticking out of it. As if my arm had been bitten off by a shark. That was my joke. Yeah. This is just ridiculous. Yep. So anyway, there you go. So Hurricane Aaron.
Yes.
not going to be an issue.
Yeah, it looks like the European model has it going out to sea.
But then the next one behind it.
Yeah, that's the Kansas City model.
That's right. That's what the caller said. What's the difference between the Kansas City model and the European model? What is the Kansas City model?
The Kansas City model. We talked about that for 5 years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was one of those things. By the way, we saw JJ yesterday, John Jastrzemski.
Yeah, you look good, man.
Yeah, did. He's a brand new father.
Yeah.
And he was out there, a lot of energy. Same exact way I remember him.
Yeah, no different at all, and he's doing great, it looks like. Just stands over the golf ball for way too long.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, look, I...
Anafa.
I watched you, John.
Anafa.
I was waiting and waiting and waiting, and I finally just turned away because I couldn't wait any longer.
Yeah, it seems like he's in his head a lot when he's out there playing.
I just try to tell him, don't think about it. I don't know, it's a pretty high hill to climb, the mental part of the game. I think you pretty much have gotten through all of that, okay?
Yeah. Hey.
But I feel like he's stuck.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, even though I haven't seen him play much, if you're standing over the ball that long, then
you're stuck. Like, yeah. You're like, you're just like, you can't let go.
Yeah, yeah. Too many thoughts bouncing through his head.
The fat.
Oh, after the coup, poo. And then I'll forget what her name is. Kate in Staten Island.
Yes.
So she was the one who won the auction to play. Actually, Keith helped that as well to play with CeeLo and JJ. And then she wants to come up to me at the post dinner and argue about Juan Soto being a needle mover. So she goes to me because I guess she called up and she was agreeing with you that he wasn't a needle mover. And I was saying he's a needle mover. So she comes up to me. She goes, "You still think that Juan Soto's a needle mover?" And I said, "Yes. You want to know why? Because you came up to me at this dinner and you could have named any other player in New York sports, but you named him. Why is that?" She goes, "You're just like my brother. You got an answer for everything." I was like, "Well, sorry."
She's 100% right. I mean, she came up to you because of what I said and then how you reacted to it.
Yeah.
That's why she came up to you. It had nothing to do with the player specific. It had everything to do with the conversation that we had. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Needle mover. Could be a negative needle mover. People get mad. People get upset.
Yeah, but when
you crush Juan Soto that day, tons of views.
But when I talk about needle moving, I'm talking about it in a positive way.
Oh.
So right now, as we sit here, who is the needle mover right now in sports that is starting to move the needle?
You want to say bullseye?
Is that where you're going, bullseye?
Jackson Dart. I mean, let's pipe down a little bit, man. God.
I said it's starting to move the needle.
God, Juan Soto's not a needle mover, but Jackson Dart has played 2 preseason games.
I didn't say he is a needle mover. I said the needle is starting to move.
God. Don't make me want to... All right.
You feel it.
I don't, actually.
Yeah, well...
I don't feel
it
yet.
You've read it. You've seen it.
I'm hoping like everybody else is. I have a cautious optimism that this guy could be here for 10 or 15 years and be a very good starting quarterback for the Giants. Yes, I am optimistic, cautiously optimistic about it. I said he looks the part more than Daniel Jones and Zach Wilson ever did, and that's not revisionist history. So we'll just see. But I mean,
potential needle mover, how's that?
Zach in Connecticut, what's going on, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
So, have you been to Block Island before, Gio?
Long time ago, when I was a kid with my parents, I probably was about 10 or 11 years old.
Okay, I got some advice for you.
Okay.
So, are you planning on renting bikes with your family?
Yes.
On the island?
Yes.
Okay. So, especially if you go to Ballard's and get some drinks before, you want to be really careful on those things. A buddy of mine, just a couple weekends ago, fell off his bike and broke his arm.
Oh, jeez.
On Block Island, yeah. It was pretty
funny. He was hammered?
No, he wasn't hammered by any means. It's just, you know, the dirt, you stop too hard, you get thrown off your bike, you know.
Okay, I'll avoid that.
No, like, it's not as easy to think. You know, they say riding a bike, but, like, it's not as easy as you think around there, you know?
Yeah. Elevations, weird things, sharp turns, okay.
So which ferry are you taking? You going Long Island there? Or?
Yeah, Orient Point Ferry.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, a lot of my buddies, like, sit on the beach and, like, name the ferries as they go by. Like, we memorize all the features and figure out which ones they are.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. That may have been sarcastic humor, but it actually is quite fun.
Well, I mean, everybody's got their thing.
I'm just happy for you if you're having fun.
Man, Zach, a friend of mine broke his arm on a bike, and we hang around and name the ferries as they go by.
True. I mean, that's
good. I thought I was going to get a good recommendation there.
I mean, it looks like it. I've never been there.
Really?
Yeah, it's got some nice beaches, got some little shopping. Eddie, you'd love the nature part of it.
Is there a golf course, G?
No. Nope. This is a family trip, so no golf. Kids are coming, everything.
So this is Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Does that mean I got to bring my passport?
No.
Crossing state lines?
No, I just think you need your real ID.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I hear that the best mudslides in the world are made in Block Island. That's what I hear. Obviously, I was too young to have a mudslide when I was there the last time, so I'll try one of those.
Where are you staying?
I don't remember the name of the place. And if I did, I wouldn't say it on the air.
Okay.
But I really don't remember the name of the place.
It's a bunch of nice places, it looks like. Did you pick it? Who picked it?
The other couple that we're going with, they picked it because they've been there before and liked the place. So
who's bringing the loofah?
No, we're not. It's all, we're all with our kids. No swinging going on.
All right.
Yeah.
The surf hotel, maybe?
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. This is one of those, like, the women figured this thing out type of deal.
Okay.
You know, I get the problem with those frozen drinks, though, like the rocket fuels and the mudslides. I get the brain freezes so bad. You get those?
That is
one of the worst pains in the world.
I don't drink that stuff.
You never had a frozen drink?
I had a frozen drink, but I don't, like, I've had one pina colada, maybe. Or...
In your entire life?
No, I mean, like, one at a time.
Well, okay? I'm saying all it takes is, like, one sip and my head starts to split in half.
I've never had that happen to me.
Really?
Only with ice cream.
Okay. But that is one of the worst. What is that? Why is that happening? Why do people get the brain freeze? Eddie, you know?
I do not, but I agree with the level of pain. It's almost equivalent to... You know.
Getting kicked in the nuts.
Yeah.
Because you know it's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts like hell. And then it goes away and everything's fine. Then you do it again.
Yeah.
And you're like, what am I doing?
You go right back to the drink.
Yeah. So stupid. I'm going to have to Google that, the brain freeze in the break. Oh, you did it already?
Yeah, I did. It's a cold stimulus headache or an ice cream headache. Temporary sharp headache triggered by ingesting cold substances too quickly.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sucking them down.
Don't suck the whole thing down. You're sucking down your drinks like that.
Yeah, well, that's generally the way it goes, right?
You have the constriction and expansion of your blood vessels in the roof of your mouth and your throat, which then stimulates the triggering nerve, leading to a sensation of pain in forehead temples.
Imagine if, I always think when I get that brain freeze, it's never going to go away. I'm like, imagine if this stayed like this forever, what would I do? I wouldn't be able to live like that.
It'd be like a migraine headache.
Yeah, but
people
I mean.
People suffer from those.
Yeah, bad. Yeah, I wouldn't be, if I had a brain freeze forever.
I wonder if, again, I don't want to start a whole nother conversation, but I was just thinking, like, you described the brain freeze the way you did. I wonder if that is exactly how somebody with a migraine feels.
I don't know.
But for an extended period of time.
Yeah. Man, if that's the case, that's bad. I know they have vision issues and light stuff is a problem. But thank God I have not had severe migraines in my life. That sounds...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's horrible.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I'm honestly still nauseous. I'm not even exaggerating. I walked into this bathroom over here in the break, and it was the worst smelling bathroom I think I've walked into in at least recent memory, 5 years, 6 years. I mean, it was a natural reaction. I walk in, and I screamed, "Oh, my God," and left. I mean, it was not...
Like, so you screamed, "Oh, my God," before I went into the bathroom, and I passed you on the way out. and I just lifted up my shirt and put it over my nose.
Yeah, I don't know how you stayed in there.
Well, I had to go.
Maybe him? Who's that?
Danny Fig.
Danny, just come in here for 1 second.
Yeah.
Just want to see your shoes.
No, it's not you.
You're on TV, by the way.
No, it's not you.
No, just wanted to check your shoes because we got an ID on the shoes. And we also figured out it couldn't be Peter Schwartz.
Because he wouldn't be able to fit into the smaller stall. Yeah, I need to know. I mean, that person needs to see a doctor. I mean, that was crazy. And I don't know how you were able to survive that.
When you came walking out and I heard you say that, I figured, this is exactly what I'm walking into.
Yeah.
Now, I've been in locker rooms my entire life.
Sure, yeah.
So I've seen everything and smelled everything.
Yeah.
And I do have a very sensitive nose in that regard.
Right.
Now, what causes that? The food you eat?
Or I'm assuming that whoever was just, like, in there. And then as he came out, yelling, oh, my God. Finally, the guy gave a courtesy flush.
Too late, man.
Yeah, because he got to sit in there.
Oh. And Eddie made this great point, too. He goes, was it one of those ones where you walk in here and you feel the warmth of the stench? And I was like, yes. If you could feel, like, the heat of it. Like, it was like
smell your shirt to see if it still smells like it.
No, I was in there. I was in there so quick. I mean, I was in and out.
It's like the humidity absorbs the scent.
Yeah.
But his reaction, coming screaming awful out of the bathroom, like, I'm pissed off.
No, I was. And it was so bad, my reaction, that like people in the newsroom thought like something really serious had happened.
I thought something was up.
Yeah, and then Paul Arzum was like, what happened? I said, nothing, Paul. Someone just duping his life away.
And that goes to your point always, Al, that something's in the air. Is it getting your lungs?
Yeah, how do you not get sick from that? You're breathing it in.
I agree. I don't know. I'm sick right now from that. I'm going around all sales and I'm looking at every pair of shoes.
I think you and I need to go into sales.
Yeah.
And say, all men line up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Take a look at these shoes. But, you know, but then that could be considered harassment. You know,
that's true. What I just smell, to be honest with you. They got a case. I got a case.
And this is the good bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's two.
One's
considered the better one. The other one's considered
sometimes
not so
people
much.
From 11 come down here to drop the dude.
Yeah, no, a lot of times they do. Why don't we go upstairs?
I do. Sometimes.
I've done that move as well.
Yeah, I do. I think
what we should do one day, and I'll do this with you guys, be against everything that I've known and what I've become in this regard.
Mm.
I will go up there, and all five of us can drop a deuce in their bed upstairs. What do you think?
The same time.
I don't know how big their bathroom is. I'm going first, though. There's only two seats. I'm going first. Oh,
God. All right.
You were scored for life.
That was really bad. Like, really bad. And I was holding back vomiting. It was that bad.
Wow.
I mean, I wouldn't make that reaction up for any reason. Like, it was that bad.
Dude, he had tears in his eyes coming out.
It seemed genuine when he came walking through the
room. He was in there for 3 seconds.
I screamed, oh, my God. I looked down at his shoes and ran out of there. That's hilarious that he courtesy flushed. See, the thing is, like when it's your smell, it's not as, like, bad to the person. So he might not have even realized how bad that was.
I mean, you gotta know, man. Like, just any little
just courtesy flush. You're at work, courtesy flush.
That's
man.
The problem is the letting it sit there and waft.
That was hanging.
Okay, all right.
That was like a mist playing golf out there at Pebble Beach,
the marine layer.
It was a true marine layer. Yes.
This person, whoever this is, if they're listening now, like, they got to go home. Like, because I'm going to be looking around. They need to just go home.
Or change your shoes.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Why is Mercadante walking around barefoot? Oh, man. Okay, Jerry, what's happening?
We are sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And brought to you by Surf Pro Cleanup, Restoration, and Construction. Visit surfpro.com. The two baseball teams are back tonight. Yankees in Tampa against the Rays at Steinbrenner Field. You got Carlos Rodon on the mound. Aaron Boone with BT and Sal today at 11 o'clock right here on The Fan. The Mets, meantime, be in Washington tonight. It's David Peterson and Jake Irvin, the starters. There, Mets lead the Reds by a game for the third wild card spot in the National League. The Yankees are tied with Boston and Seattle for the three wild card spots in the AL. The Mariners did lose to the Phillies last night, 12-7.
Thinking about Burgos hanging.
That's disgusting. just gross. Ay, ay, ay. Well, I was wondering, like, if you are vegan or a vegetarian, is it worse than a normal American diet?
I don't know.
I think sometimes when I have string beans, I become
what?
I become gaseous.
Yeah, this whatever this was vile.
People who eat vegan fart more.
Do they?
Is that true?
Huh?
Where did you read that out?
I'm not sure where I heard that.
At fart.com.
Because I know when you eat asparagus, sometimes that smells.
Yes.
Not pleasant either, but I, you know, who knew? Anyway, so there's that. We had the Bengals beat the Commanders last night, 31-17. Joe Burrow played again, this time into the second quarter. 9 completions for 62 yards, 4-yard touchdown pass. Now, in terms of their defense, and we know it was bad last year, and the whole thing with Trey Hendrickson is still hanging out there. Here is Zach Taylor. Not too concerned about what he is seeing so far on that side of the ball.
I feel really excited about where our defense is at. We go against them every day. It's tough. We'll continue to fix the things we can fix from the preseason game.
But the one thing they need to get is Trey Hendrickson playing. He is not going to until a deal is done. He told ESPN they're close on some of the terms of a new deal, but others not so much. Here was Joe Burrow in regards to Hendrickson.
Deals with us have gotten done closer to week one. I signed on the Thursday before the first game, Jamar's started to pick up.
Near the beginning of the season.
Yeah, you know, because the Bengals want to keep all that cash in the bank to rate, you know, to get the interest. By the way, the Bengals open 3 out of their first 4 games are on the road. So they open at Cleveland, then Jacksonville at home, and then at Minnesota, at Denver, Detroit at home, and then at Green Bay, then at Pittsburgh. So, you know, it's not that easy of a start schedule, that's for sure.
Giants will open with Washington. Here was, Jaden Daniels had his touchdown run and his day was done. Giants play the Patriots Thursday, Jets Eagles Friday to wrap up their preseason slate. I got one from the Jerry Jones Netflix documentary so far. I was just watching. So he was talking about when he was buying the Cowboys, him and Bum Bright were stuck on $300,000 for the total purchase price.
It was like $180 million, wasn't it?
It was, he said $150. I don't know what it turned out to be ultimately, but as he was going through it, the first offer he put out, there was $150. They were stuck on $300,000, so Bright said, I'll flip you for it. And here's where he wound up losing the coin flip.
He flips the coin, I lose. I lost $300,000. I really got on the Dallas Cowboys.
So that was the win-win situation, lose-win, whatever you want to call it.
What an investment.
Yeah, it was very interesting watching the first, you know, 20 minutes of that, talking about how much money he was in debt for an oil rig he bought to get started. Very, it was interesting so far. But
hey, guys like that take risks, you know, and that risk then creates greatness. And look what the greatness creates. I'm not just talking about on the field. I'm talking about all the people that he's employed, all the people that have worked for the Dallas Cowboys, how that Dallas Cowboy machine has grown into what it is today.
Michael Irvin said he was used to Jimmy Johnson, the rah-rah speeches before games. He said the first time went out as like, no, with Tom Landry's last year, 88. He goes, he's waiting for this big speech from the legendary coach. And Landry says, guys, let's try and keep it close.
I think they were playing us.
Maybe. They were 3-13 that year, so he must have known they weren't going to be good. And that was the message. Let's keep it close.
Didn't Troy come the next year?
89, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
That's, well, you know what? I think that they knew. I think that they knew that Troy Aikman was going to be the number one pick, and they were trying to get it.
And, well, they got it all right.
Yeah, so, but that kind of gives you a perspective. I don't know if Tom Landry felt that way. I bet you if Tom Landry felt like, you know, he and Jerry Jones were going to be, like, at it, you know, they're not going to be –
you know, long for each other.
And they weren't.
Right.
He was let go pretty quickly. And then lastly, before I do Moment of the Day, congrats to your guy, Neil Best.
Oh, 40 years.
40 I saw that. Years at Newsday today. How about that? No one cares. Okay.
No, we like Neil.
Okay. I got silence.
Yeah, no, good for Neil.
Yeah, no, that's why I brought it up.
That's an awesome run, and how many people can say that they've done that? I mean, honestly,
in that newspaper business, he reinvented himself. He's done beat writing. He's done media reporting. He's obviously broken huge stories here at WFAN via Mike. So, yeah.
Yeah, that is very, very true. Via Mike.
I mean, him coming back multiple times was the... Neil Best was breaking those stories.
That is very true.
The Mike and the Mad Dog breakup, Neil was breaking those stories.
For sure. Yep. So 40 years, congratulations to him. For Moment of the Day, do you want breast milk or blood clots?
I'll let Boomer choose on that one.
Oh, man. I'm thinking that the breast milk was funnier.
Fair enough. Josh Hart liking breast milk, as we played from the other day when he tried it months ago. Now there's a breast milk ice cream, and he gave it a whirl. Now there's an ice cream shop that created breast milk ice cream.
Mm.
So he figured, what the hell?
With real breast milk?
It seems only fitting that I come here.
Yeah, I believe so.
With someone's real breast milk.
I don't know whose. Maybe it's lab-created breast milk. Maybe Infamil makes it. I don't know.
No, but I have to. If it's you're calling yourself breast milk, it's better be out of a breast.
Oh, here's my wife's breast milk.
It can't be formula, man.
Well, I don't know. Does formula taste like breast milk?
I never tasted it when we were going through all
taste
that.
Test?
I never. A lot of people do.
Now you get all the milk you need.
But I mean, if you're saying it's breast milk, that better be breast milk.
That's what he's saying. I don't know. So
you want to try some super porridge?
Super porridge?
Yes. What?
No, hey, you eat what you got to eat.
Super porridge.
I see it. Look at that.
Yeah.
Here was art.
Seems only fitting that I come here and I try it. So here we go. Let's try it. And I'm not going to lie. It hits. It hits different. Super sweet. Kind of like vanilla. With a little bit of saltiness to it, it's very accurate in terms of flavor of breast milk.
Now, is this the same place that serves the semen sorbet?
There you go. Moment of the day. I never got an answer on that.
Sick mind, man.
Yes, you do. Moment of the day.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow, huh?
Right.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Done.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. That face for there.
Is that your phone on over there?
Is it still on?
No, it's off now.
Oh, yeah, no, I was listening to Cal Clutterbuck on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast talking about how disappointed he was when he got traded to the Islanders back in the day. But, I mean, obviously he loves it now and he's still here. But
because the Islanders back in the day had a bad reputation.
Yeah, and he was like, going to the Coliseum. He just remembers going as a visitor. You go to the Marriott
over there. Yeah, it's just not that you don't experience the Long Island that we know.
Right, and the Long Island that he knows now. So, obviously, he loves it and he's still here and all that stuff. But
America's guest on the golf course.
Yeah, well, he's a member somewhere, isn't he?
I don't know. I've never been invited by him anywhere.
Oh, interesting.
Have you?
I have not. I don't know him as well as you.
Yeah.
I've invited him to a place once.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he would ever take me up on it. It's far away for him. But I did invite him. And Wally.
And Wally, too, yeah.
Yeah.
He's another one.
Yeah, definitely.
But at least he did invite me once to his place.
Yeah, I never got anything from him.
Actually, I should say twice.
Okay.
That's and nice. Both times are very good, and I made sure I ran up the bill like he does on me.
Long Island's golf ambassador, Wally Zerbiak.
Yep.
Joe's in Philly. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, so Jerry's conversation about, he asked in talking about Joe Burrow, he said, weren't NFL coaches older back then? So I did a quick search, ChatGPT, and whatever the result is. I'm asking you guys, do you think that AI is lazier than the average employee? Or because it should be a question that's easily scraped from the internet, and it's a supercomputer brain that would take a human an hour and a half to research. And the first result was, well, there's not an easy answer on the internet, so I can't give you that answer.
Well, that's a bad one. It should be able to tell, like,
and by the way,
average age of a coach in the 80s as opposed to now.
Right, but, you know, by the way, I did ask about those blood clots that we were talking about earlier this morning, and it came back to me, Grock came back to me and basically said, well, it's hard to really say how many pitchers have suffered from blood clots because some of the stuff is kept private and we don't know about it.
But here's a list of ones.
But here are the list that we know.
Yeah, I think the other part that bothered me is, so I told it, team media guides should have the age of the coach in 1988. Could you scrape that data? And before it gave me an answer, it said, I worked on this for 3.5 minutes, and this is what I got. And it's like, do you need that kind of attitude from a computer?
Ha! Well, here's a question. You know, how involved with AI are you right now? And don't accept any phone calls from any AI woman that wants to meet you somewhere and have sex with you.
Right.
Shout out Billy, the fake woman in Queens. You guys are great.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Joe. Yeah, you don't want to be the next Thong Bu Wongbadoo, which is a tragic story that we talked about yesterday and how he tripped and fell trying to catch a train to meet a AI chatbot that didn't really exist in real life. So, yeah. I mean, so you get the laziness maybe of the trying to figure out the head coaches' ages, average age back in the 80s as opposed to now, but then you got the extreme advanced, hey, meet me at this particular address chatbot as well. So
I mean, I guess you're thinking like Marty Schottenheimer or Sam Weish was in his 40s maybe?
I mean, Marty back then was young too. I mean, in the 80s,
and
right?
Bill Cowher.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you just think about the guys who were towards the end, like Chuck Knoll and Tom Landry and all that stuff. But, I mean, you have those guys now. I mean, you had Bill up until a couple years ago. You still have Andy Reid. But I still...
You got Mike Tomlin now, right? He's older. You got Pete Carroll back in the business.
Right. Sean Payton.
Yep.
So there's plenty. But it does feel like they're hiring more like the young offensive guy as opposed to...
Well, they all want that quarterback whisperer.
Yeah, of course. Yep. The Sean McVay tree. Everybody wants one of those.
With the exception of, like, what the Jets are doing here.
Yeah, well, they have a defensive guy. Again, first-time head coach. Defense. Yeah. Give that a whirl one more time. Why don't we?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.